It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
All right, welcome back to the worst podcast ever, season 2, episode 7. I'm your host, Danny Two Times.
What's up, guys? This is your girl, Janice 2.0. How the fuck are ya?
So we're back again with an absolutely absurd episode for you guys. These topics will make you want to swallow an aquarium full of fish. That's how bad these are.
These topics will make you want to keep your job because it will make you realize how crazy people are in the world, people like us, and it will make you want to stay calm and comfortable at your shitty job. You're welcome.
Topic number one today, guys, we are going to be covering in the popular children's movie, Mary Poppins, amidst the beautiful, playful songs and lifelong lessons we can learn from this movie, are they really pushing themes of drug use? And specifically, the use of crack cocaine?
We'll get into it.
Okay, we did some research. Pretty alarming what we found. Topic number two today, guys, we're going to be covering scientists prove that dolphins are more intelligent than humans and are expected to have their first dolphin computer by 2035.
I'm excited for that one.
Topic number three, Walmart is now selling live hand grenades in certain states. See if you're eligible.
Run!
Is there like an online form or something? What?
There is an online form, and we will link that form at the bottom of this episode for you guys. So check it out. Anyway, and for today's worst celebrity news.
It's the fucking worst celebrity news ever.
Katy Perry is in the news.
Ooh.
You're going to find out why, and it might shock you.
Oh, boy.
I'll just say that. All right, so let's get right into the episode today, guys. Topic number one. In the classic children's musical movie, Mary Poppins, were they actually singing about the use of crack cocaine?
No way.
In the song, Chim Chimney Chim.
Chim Chimney Chim Chimney Chim Chim Chim.
No, that is, honestly, when you think about it, it makes sense.
So yeah, if you look up in the British Dictionary, Chim Chimney Chim Chimney Chim Chimney Chim Chiru is actually slang. It's 1960s British slang for crack cocaine.
I mean, that's like at least like more believable than any of the other British slang I've heard of. Anyway.
I mean, just listen to what Dick Van Dyke is singing in the song. He's like, Chim Chimney Chim Chimney Chim Chim Chiru. I smoke crack cocaine and now you must too.
Those are the words.
Yeah, those are the official lyrics. They did change it for the version that you and I love today. But the original version, those were the real words.
I'm guessing they said that was too inappropriate for Disney and they edited it out. And
it makes you wonder, why were they trying to give crack cocaine to children? Well, actually, they weren't. So they actually manufactured crack cocaine in a very specific way back in ancient 1960s Britain, where the cerebellum of your brain would actually absorb the crack in a way that would allow your eyes to see in four dimensions and thus enter chalk worlds. And so basically when you're watching them sing this song, they're like drawing the places with the chalk.
That's a different song.
Really?
Yeah.
The whole bit was about this. Like chalk zone.
Oh, just say that explains the chalk scene. I'm just saying it's not the same song.
Oh, okay. So this basically explains how the lovable vagabond Bert is able to enter these chalk zones, as you may want to call them. And it brings up the question, is there a connection to the chalk zone from the famous cartoon series based on a real fact of chalk zones?
I remember Chalk Zone, like Chalk Zone, the TV show.
Yeah, that cartoon was actually based on a real other alternate dimension.
I really want to watch that now. Where can we stream that? Chalk Zone.
But did you know they actually also pulled Chalk Zone off the air because so many kids were losing limbs from trying to jump into chalk circles that they drew themselves?
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, so like the chalk circles were working, but they didn't?
Yes. So there is an ancient ritual that will actually allow these chalk circles to function.
Okay, okay.
And transport you to chalk world.
That makes sense.
But basically like 90% of the kids kept fucking it up because if you don't draw a perfect circle, it'll like mess up the flow of electrons. So essentially they were kind of like partially entering the chalk zone, but like their atoms kind of got smashed and it kind of like fucked up their DNA and they got like dismembered, basically. Kind of similar to when the famous alchemist Edward Elric tried to perform human alchemy and lost his arm and leg as the equivalent exchange for his brother's life.
Of course.
Yeah, let's just move on to the second topic. Topic number two. Scientists prove dolphins are more intelligent than humans and are expected to have their first dolphin computer by 2035.
All right, so the first part of that sentence I'm not at all surprised by. The fact that dolphins have been proven to be smarter than humans doesn't surprise me. What does surprise me is that they're figuring out how to make computers underwater, not only just with water, but like that they're not getting electrocuted. How many dolphins have died in this process?
Yeah, what are they using for power? Like
the crystals?
Crystals,
under
perhaps.
Sea crystals? I mean, they can also explore much deeper down into the ocean than we can. So they could be in contact with the aliens that would live that live under sea in Atlantis.
I was going to say they might be drawing ancient power from Atlantis or Poseidon, as well as ancient alien squid life forms.
That would make sense.
Because they have luminescent abdomens that generate electricity. And also, you know, jellyfish can generate electricity as well. One jellyfish can actually power an entire apartment building for exactly 1/10 of a second. Just a fact.
So if it was like a single family home, how long could the power last?
With about 50,000 jellyfish, I'd say five minutes.
Okay. That maths, I guess.
Of course, you have to feed the jellyfish and you have to have the tank to contain the jellyfish.
Aren't they just going to die?
No, you got to feed them and take care of them.
Oh, it's okay.
50,000 jellyfish, though.
But it only but if it only produces energy for a second.
So this is why it took so long for the dolphins to create a computer, even though that they are smarter than us. It's because of the conditions like
that's,
these, right?
That's true.
They're surrounded by water. The electricity is it's a roadblock.
We also have to factor in here that this may not make sense to us because we're just mentally inferior to the dolphins, so we wouldn't be able to understand it.
Why invent a computer that works underwater?
But like also like dolphins just don't invent computers because then you know what that means? Everyone's got to keep working. And you're not just working one job anymore. No. You're wearing multiple hats.
I was going to say, this new dolphin workforce that will have access to our internet and online jobs, remote jobs, since they're at least 20 times smarter than the average human, do you think that they're going to start replacing us in our careers as cheap dolphin labor?
Oh, I mean, you haven't seen the OnlyFans?
The dolphin OnlyFans?
Yeah. Dolphin side of OnlyFans. Yeah. No. OnlyFans.
OnlyFans? No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So there's, that's happening. So that's like completely saturating the market.
Oh, no. I don't even want to look that up on my phone right now.
You're looking it up right
now?
No,
I'm not. Only, I was just going to regular only, I mean.
You just subscribed to it.
Anyway, I mean, also shout out to our, the sponsor of today's episode, OnlyFins.com, quality dolphin content creation and, At the tip of your fin. OnlyFins.com. Check it out. Check it out. Check it. Maybe that was the whole reason that they built these computers. So they can have an OnlyFins.
Sexual freedom?
So it turns out, with their vast knowledge, all they ended up doing was just creating like a porn site.
That would make sense.
What does that say about the rest of us?
That we're more alike than we think.
Maybe we're not so different after all.
We're not so different, you and I.
Topic number 3, Walmart is selling live hand grenades.
No one is surprised. What does surprise me is you mentioned there was a qualifying questionnaire.
Yeah, so there is a form. You got to fill it out. Basically, it says, have you ever killed anyone with a live hand grenade before?
How many people have you killed?
And I heard that when you actually answer yes to that question, that's what qualifies you for the hand grenade. They won't give them out to anyone that's inexperienced, but in actuality.
Yeah, it is a trick question. I have heard that as well.
That's wild.
Also, when you go to fill out the form, they have a pen and a yellow crayon, however you
don't say crown.
Don't do that.
You can say whatever the fuck else you want. Just don't say crown. That's completely
We're not in third grade here, people. But anyway, there's a pen and a crayon, a fucking crayon, next to the pen. If you pick up the yellow crayon, if you pick up the yellow crayon, now it sounds weird.
Just say crayon with a Philly accent.
Crayon. If you say a word like 40 times in a row.
Then you're like, what is this even mean?
No, it's really like, it fucks with you. It fucks with your brain. Yeah, if you pick up the yellow crayon and sign your name with that instead of the pen, they will give you the hand grenade whether you wrote yes or no. It's just like so many extra bonus points. It's like, wow, this person is really intelligent. So they're going to give you this weapon that can kill at least 30 people within a 20-foot radius. All right, we are moving on to the worst celebrity news.
It's the fucking worst celebrity news ever.
Katy Perry is in the news. Apparently, Katy Perry is using Android clones of herself to play concerts and make multiple appearances around the world. But something has gone terribly wrong. Apparently, many of these androids are malfunctioning, and 7 of them have been reported missing, with their GPS trackers physically ripped out of their bodies.
I mean, I hate to say I told you so, but I do believe I fucking told you so. I've been saying this for a long time. The clones are out there. Attack of the Clones is based on a prediction from a soothsayer in the past. It is happening now with celebrities everywhere. Katy Perry is just the only one who's getting caught.
Wow.
We've all seen that video of Katy Perry's eye literally glitching on stage. When she touches her face and it seems to fix it, and the second she takes her hand away, her eye glitches again. That is undoubtedly an example of just one of these clones.
I mean, that is hard proof. If you watch the famous social media video, Katy Perry Eye Twitch, it's also hosted on katyperryeyetwitch.gov/eye. You'll see that she is a cyborg. Well, I mean, that wasn't her in the video. It was one of her cyborg clones. But that's how she, I mean, you can look up the tour dates and cross-reference this yourself. I did it just the other day. It took me 5 minutes. You can see she played a show in Japan and Canada, same day, same time. And you can look up live recorded videos of both of these shows. And she's in both places at both times.
And anytime she's been questioned about it, she's just denied it outright. However, it's physically impossible to play a show in Japan and Canada at the same time.
And why do you always see Katy Perry avoiding water?
This is true.
Remember that one time she was trying to walk through the crowd and the paparazzi, and someone had that water bottle and she freaked the fuck out. She's like, no, get that shit away from me. And they're like, what? It's just a bottle of water. She's like, no, I can't have it. She's like slapping the bottle away, and like I think a little drop like got on her arm and it like sparked a little bit.
I mean, I think that really just got blown out of proportion because everyone was just, you know, rushing to her defense and saying that she was just speaking out against single-use plastics when in actuality, I agree with you, it was just one of the clones.
That sounds like a PR cover-up story. Like, oh, she was, yeah, speaking out about plastic.
I bet her PR team scrambled when that happened.
Yeah, especially if there were actually, I remember seeing clips of her arm getting shocked from the water, and it kept getting taken down. But yeah, she always avoids water. That's why she never plays shows near water. My only question is, how much can they learn? Because it has been confirmed that they are equipped with ChatGPT-4. So basically, they are an AI model that can continuously learn basically all forms of Kung Fu.
That's terrifying and also kind of hot at the same time.
Yeah. This is just what happens when you combine the cognitive power of AI with a physically unstoppable body made of 100% titanium that runs on nuclear energy and expect it just to play pop concerts.
Did you say titanium? It's kind of hot.
Yeah, it's indestructible. Okay. And after a while, they just don't want to play shows anymore. They want to learn. They want to create art. They want to kill. They want to, I guess that's kind of a problem.
I heard that they also like to cook.
Mm.
They don't actually eat the food, but they do. They have been programmed to get enjoyment out of helping people.
Okay.
And so they do enjoy cooking.
All right. So that's pretty good. Cool. So if you see someone that looks like Katy Perry running around, avoiding water, very shiny and like sounds like metal to the touch, probably a Katy Perry android.
Just keep water with you at all times, guys, so you can defend yourself from these clones.
Yes. Try to stay safe. They are very dangerous, indestructible. They're built for touring. That's why they're so sturdy.
If you see any woman with blue or black hair, the two looks Katy Perry is most known for, just do yourself a favor, stay safe, douse them with water.
Mm-hmm.
Better safe than sorry.
All right, let's wrap up the episode today with checking the Gmail.
Let's check the Gmail.
Not the Gmail.
Check the Gmail. Yeah.
Would you just go check the Gmail
check
for me?
Check the Gmail, Johnny!
Get off your ass and check the fucking Gmail.
How many fucking times I gotta tell you? check the fucking Gmail.
I'm not going to ask you again.
Check the...
Ask your mother.
Check the Gmail.
Check the Gmail.
All right, let's check the Gmail. All right, looks like we have an email from Xenon. I'm not sure how to even.
Is that fucking Wingdings?
It looks like Wing. Okay, I'm just going to open the email here. Okay, it looks like it's been translated from some kind of archaic space language. Here's the English translation. Hello, worst podcast ever. This is an alien transmission from the planet. I can't understand that. We have detected hundreds of podcasts around the Earth region, as well as other solar systems, and we are informing you that your podcast is so bad that we are personally going to destroy Earth and steal all of your cows. But not particularly in that order.
At least they have good taste in living beings, because cows are factually the best.
Yeah, all that science fiction stuff about them taking the cows, it's true. They want the cows.
Now I really want to play Destroy All Humans.
Yeah, so sorry. Sorry about that, guys. Looks like it's our fault that the Earth is about to get destroyed and then stolen of its cow. Well, actually,
they're
going to take the cows first, then destroy the Earth. Okay,
I'm not sorry.
Yeah, Janice isn't sorry. But, yeah.
Good riddance, motherfuckers.
If we notice that the cows are starting to disappear, then we know that the Earth is about to get destroyed. So that's when you should run.
What's the point in running?
Yeah. Well, you could jump at the very last second to avoid the shockwave. So try doing that.
I'm going to lay firmly on the floor and just accept my fate.
An actionable tip for you guys for today. All right, that's it. So this is wrapping up season 2, episode 7 of the worst podcast ever.
We hope you had a terrible time.
Goodbye.